Tabak.
And Simon Lamed Siv Gimel. You don't have these. The facts are two more. Simon Lamed Siv Gimel. Hoya wrote the lots of the Zerach Pashkama Menichem. We spoke about this a long time already. The Rambam left it out. The Rabbeinu Peretz says with a bracha. We follow the centrist view that you, like the Gemara, follow the Gemara, the Gemara says, we'll push the yeast. You follow the Gemara. The Rambam didn't follow the Gemara, and the Rabbeinu Peretz didn't follow the Gemara. The Rambam thought the Gemara held Lila's man. And we assume that the Gemara is Lila's Manfilin, and we pass into Manfilin, or it makes no difference. It's not why we follow the Gemara. Fine. Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat Mute Bays, Menichem, Kodim Yitzhiyas, Aviyachal, Lachayim, and Shalom, Shem, Lashem, Mitzvah, came in the Kayim, and Lila's Manfilin. Oh. Against the gears which is printed in our shas. You mentioned this yesterday. Dr. Yud Gimel, Shea Gears Manon. Ah, see, Tiru Chazal, a hack, the man, noch a balayla, but welcome to Lekal the Mechas to Shaino. I feel the hockey, Lingin Brokal, a Russell, the Takane, Loma, Vitivon, who called him as man. Is that right? That's the proper time to put it on. You're doing it now, and you're fulfilling a mitzvah that's same in a Torah. Still, Chazal don't want to give it the gushpanka of the bracha. Making a bracha would say, hey, this is the right thing to do. It's not the right thing to do under normal circumstances. So to bring that point home, they said, you want to put it on earlier? Fine, but no bracha. Umikomakom, imkide mubirech malayla, shenichem, ein tzarech levarech shenis baboker. If in fact he made the bracha at night, there's no need to make another bracha in the morning. Why? Who said so? Yud Bey. Chidusha Bekivege. Why? I looked it up. Maybe Rabbeinu Peretz is right, he said. Rabbeinu Peretz is right, he's supposed to make a bracha lechatchila. Now, take a look on the Bir Halacha. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kevash, Lucha, Lisbeth, was there, Al-Dath, Arap, Rabbeinu Peretz, Umash, Rabbi Zeh, Dibbalo, Hishkin, Vyasa, Lederach, Torach, Lach, Lavarach, and Birach, Al-Dath, Filin, Balayla. It's not a guy put on the middle of the night. No, he's not traveling on a trip. So, he's assuming that Rabbeinu Peretz didn't say his piece in that kind of a case. It's only matter to make a bracha of Hishkam Asaladarach. If you were not Mashkam Asaladarach, you made a bracha. Maybe you have to make a new bracha all over again because you had no right to make a bracha by any stretch initially. But he quotes the Shari Tshuva, says no. From the Birkei Yosef. But the Yavid B'chol Gavni ain't Tzarech Lach Tzalavarech. Why? Maybe we can rely on Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah who holds Halacha Vein Loren Kane. Who are feeble in your hanichum lechatchila? Stop a guy puts on tefillin at night for no reason whatsoever. Stop, kacha. What's the din? So according to Rashi, the punch from the Gemara is that way. That it's halacha bein moren kain. How can you say a guy made a bracha levatola? How can you say if halacha bein moren kain, but pashas is mevarach bein moren kain? It's mekayim a mitzvah. It's halacha. The halacha is that way. You say moren kain publicly. Everybody mentioned the Beis Yosef read the Torah what we think is not the correct. We thought that the proper reading of the Torah was by Rami Prague, the Pashut Shana Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. So Fakert, so Halacha Vein Moren Kein, Vitzorach Yin Lemaisa. According to the Mechaber, he suggested a guy puts on tefillin at night for no good reason, because the Chazal almost like took away his mitzvah. It's not even Halacha Vein Moren Kein. If you're not allowed to wear tefillin, period. It's a government of Rabbanan, because of Shemi Yishin Be'er. According to the way we read it, there's no such answer. Or Halacha Vein Moren Kein. That's why we have Prashat Shazan Gemara and Rashi. But the Torah, if read on its simplest level, leads to the other conclusion. That's the way Rav Yosef Kara read the Torah. I mentioned yesterday. So then it's even there if they can do bracha. Sarachim. Because they have tovin de mashanog in eze anoshim, the most achorif on the earth fill in the bracha alayim techu shol abu da shachar, lo shabir avdi. That's true. Assume that they have an opportunity to make the bracha after Mishayakir. And if not, doesn't say a word. Rav Moshe Zal, as we mentioned yesterday, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Yud, the person's going to work the whole day. He can put on tefillin before with a shachar. He has the same leniency as go to the derech. Every day he goes to the derech, and he can't put on tefillin to work. Communist. And he can make a bracha. And he can make a bracha. As I said yesterday, the only reason why the Makabah didn't rely on Rabbi Paris was he can make it later. If you can't make the bracha later, then you have a right to make the bracha earlier. But then he turns around and says, well, maybe Talmud Chacham we should say, Safek Brachas Lahakil. Maybe even the Makabah would say, if it's impossible to make a bracha later on, you still shouldn't make the bracha. Shouldn't make the bracha. Now the question is, if I have asked the Shabbat somebody, should I pass to him like a much of the original statement to make the bracha earlier? Or should I say, no, you're a Talmud Chacham. And the Talmud Chacham, we should perhaps apply the principle of Safek Bracha Lahakil. Like Rav Moshe is really afraid about. Yeah, the average Jew, you tell him it's no brachas, he won't put on the tefillin. You know what it is. That's a little zulebe, as you've seen in real life. Maybe. Har Nafka Kamina would be, even after Asa Shachar, if you take off the tefillin before Mishayakir. It seems to me that with respect to this then, we can certainly have a lenient view of what Mishayakir is, a very early view. As I said before, if a person starts at Asa Shachar, and speeds through the davening as fast as he goes. When he's finished, it's at least a suffix mishayakir. So I tell the person to put on the tefillin out of bracha and towards the end of davening before Aleinu. You should make the bracha and hope that it's after mishayakir. And if chalila it's not, for whatever reason, then any laws are much. That's what I tell people to do in such a circumstance. Okay. Let's now, once you have the shulchan aruch open, turn to sif hey. I know I'm skipping, but let's go sif hey. Yesh mishomer shemitzpalo tefillat arvis mibod yom, ad shlo iniach tefillin, ein lo lanicha machakach. That's a remarkable statement. Remember we mentioned at the very beginning that there's some poskim who say that the chiyur tefillin is once a day. Not just that you shouldn't put it on some, you know, you put it on already for 4 hours that day. If the guy didn't put on tefillin all that day and still, you don't put on tefillin once you daven ma'ariv. It's a weekday. Once you daven ma'ariv. What's the hezra davar? Why should it be? Where does it come from? From the start it says, comes from the Kisri of Yisrael, which is the Truma Zadeshin, the famous Truma Zadeshin all over the place. He has it by Hefsek Tara. He has it by everywhere. It's all over. Once it's down in Ma'ariv, it's somehow by you, it's considered to be a kind of a night, and it runs into a problem we call a verse, or we consider to be a tar to disaster. That's the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkot Nidayin, for our soul, the man of Delilah, the man of Shiva, the Kriyashma, the Tzvila Shal Arvis. Nachmanim say it's wrong. You have to put on the tefillin without a bracha. I don't even know why I had a bracha. Until tzeis. No, until tzeis. If I don't know bracha, it's a shkia, but I would say until shkia, one could even argue to make a bracha. No. Hey, brachas are not makwas. Finished. As he didn't daven, he was a tzibur daven, it's immaterial. You put on actually with a bracha, as long as it's still before shkia. Because he's not making the tzadar, it's after himself. Fine. If you put on tefillin that morning, then you don't even do it at the tzibur davening. It's extra, not worth taking any chance. It's a prima donna. Interesting. Look in the Bir Halacha what he said. It's such an interesting line over here. You know, if you wouldn't read this you wouldn't know what he means in Mishnah Berurah. This is Bir Halacha V'yesh, the second wide line. I'm in Mishnah Berurah Shekosafti, Laila Uzman Shchiva B'Krishma. Where do you get it from? Hu Mishulchan Aruch HaGraz. The Alter Rebbe threw in that expression of Man Shchiva. Umeturit v'zektat kushya shal Eli Rabba. Shiraiz to a tefillin b'layla eina mishum layla. Rak mishum sheina kivisim gimel. Merit a kakasha. If the bidin of layla, you dava marv as you consider it layla to tata disaster. But the Yisak was a layla. You pass from layla to man tefillin. The Yisak is because of what? Man sheina. So how do you make it man sheina by davening krishma and tefillin? And it's when Brahmin Maharaj makes it to Zman Shayna. Why? Because Kriyasha requires man shiva, mehirdik. Kriyasha requires man shiva. So the fact that Yotze is man shiva, you go to Krishma, doesn't only make it into Laila. Maybe doesn't even make it into Laila. Shmonesi makes it into Laila. And Krishna makes it into man shiva. So that's why you run into this problem. Who defeats that, doctor? The Osama Anoshim and his Zahirim liquid Ota Pam Kriyasha Bismana. The Enam Korin Oz. Wow. The Shmona Shemar is a matter that makes it into Laila, but doesn't make it into Zman Shena. Only Krishna can potentially make it into a Zman Shiva, and therefore prohibits filling out of the disaster. Remarkable. Remarkable. Lemaisa, for us, the way I explained in a different shiur, if we daven, let's say, today in camp, I think they daven early, after Plaga Mincha. Here we daven late, and here they daven early, after Plaga Mincha. But they calculate the Plaga Mincha based on Shitas Agra, an hour plus before the sun sets beneath the horizon, before the Shkiri Shona. So I once explained, in my opinion, at that point in time, you could certainly cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Krishna, for sure not. Those who said you can fulfill the mitzvah of Krishna from Plaga Mincha and on, which was discussed over here, La'osan Anoshim of Zahirim, implying that those who are not Zahirim, who are not Zahirim, only Rabbi Natan L'Shitasa. Rabbi Natan has his much later taste, and his Krishna and his Plaga is an hour and a quarter before taste, so he wants to explain. So I think 3 or 4 minutes before the Shkia. So then he can consider it to be his Zman Shkiva. So that's the case. We, who follow Shitas Agra, we must be Zahir to reach Shema again after it gets dark, and therefore the possibility still exists that Yishtana Zehadin, and perhaps we would not have this Chumrah of the Mechavah Sefei, because for us it's not considered Zman Shechila if we say Shema what we call early Shabbos in the Friday afternoon in the summer. Certainly not Zman Shechila. There's not even a chance of Yotze Krishma at that point. Nothing, not a chance in the world when you say Krishma an hour before the sun sets. That's what I want to explain. So that would, it's interesting, the Mishnah B'Alach would be very important according to our practice. Okay. Yes, Anil.
What did you mention yesterday, you
used
to take off the filament of the first two practices? The Arizal.
Let's assume, that's a good question. Very good. The Arizal is exactly the opposite. He's a good kasha. The Arizal is the opposite of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying the problem is a problem of what? It's a problem of the Krishma, not a problem of the Shmon Esrei. But the implication of the Ari that's quoted by the I'm opening my Magen Avraham. That's where it's found. If you have a big Shulchan Aruch, you'll see it. I think the Mishnah Berurah also quoted somewhere, no? Yeah, right. I know. But it goes. Oh, it's not an Ari. It goes. Might have been said before. I stand corrected. It's in the Hagos Maimri, correct. Sam mentioned it yesterday. Hagos Maimri, cited by the Magen Avraham, says that after Kimea Shemayim Ala Oret, they finish the first two parashas of Shema, that's the time when they will take off the children. I believe it's the Magen Avraham who says it's referring to a case of someone who's davening Mibra'o Yom. Take a look. Magen Avraham is cut in base. Hagos Maimri Perek Dalet Os Pei. And he is Bahainuk Shem is followed Arvis Mibahod Yom. But the deal is, that he's assuming the problem is with the Shmon Esrei. Get him off quick. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'alacha, the Rebbe, the Shmon Esrei is nothing. That's what makes it into Laila, doesn't make it into Zman Shena. The Krishna is a problem. So the Chor, you're right, that the Magen Avraham is against such Shtikul Torah. Pashto. Very good. Well said. Okay. Now I have both sides. The Shakas Arya has a Gavaldi Kakash. Maybe it's a Kakash, but I mean a real Kash. Hikshot of Kosha Kabarzel. The first Kash he asked against Rabbeinu Peretz, we already answered from Moshe Kabarzel, gave a beautiful Teretz yesterday. But there's a different Kash. Open the Gemara, both say, open up the Gemara, push up the Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara is, you'll see his Kash is stark. Tremendously strong question. There's three Tanoim, one after the other. Tanakama, Rabbi Yaakov, and Chachamim. on the Flamed Vav Amud Aleph, Masechta Menachot. According to Rashi and the Rambam, Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim hold Dayal Alav Zman Tefillin, but you need not remove them. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, they hold Dayal Zman Tefillin, and that's why you can keep them on. In either event, Lemaisa, why there is a Gzeirah with the Rabbanan, Gzeirah Shem Yishan, that's for sure. Both according to Rashi, and according to the opinion of Tosfos. Your position is Gzeirah Shem Yishan. As the machloek is, as of when does the Zera exist? Is it Mishan Tishka Chama? Perhaps, although that may be Lazman Tulum. But certainly, as a typical regular, when Ashuk is the Zera Medir Abonim, and Azman Shena, which according to, we thought Zman Shena at the time of sleeping. We saw yesterday, according to the Shulchan Aruch, means so you actually go to sleep yourself, a little bit not Meduyak. Fine. Rek the Hele Geshagas Aryeh, from the Gemara of Ufereshet, from the Sechta Sukkah. The Gemara in the Masech Sukkah, Hayoshen B'Tfilin, the whole source I won't go into now, Divrei Rabbi Yaakov, the Chachamim Omrim, Yoshen Aroy V'lo Keva. Rabbi Yaakov's name is there, the Chachamim's name is there. If your Chachamim say Yoshen Aroy V'lo Keva, the Tosfos starts off by saying it's one of the Ma'amakamas. But apparently, according to Rabbi Yaakov, you can even sleep Shinas Keva with your tefillin on. The witnesses of the parish in Sukkah. Tosfos says no. And although the Gemara seems to say that Yoshin Aroy Velo Keva is Chachamim and Rabbi Yaakov is sweet, no. Rabbi Yaakov agrees Aroy Velo Keva. But the witness says no. Tosfos starts off by saying no. Frek the Shagas Aryeh, the Ritz was right, and according to Rabbi Yaakov, Shainas Keva B'Tfilin is Mutter. What's going on in our Gemara? Rabbi Yaakov, the same name, Omer, Asher Tichle Regelman Ashuk. Presumably Tichle Regelman Ashuk, it's already after it got dark, and it's already closer to sleeping time, and therefore you have to take a Tfilin off. Why? According to Rabbi Yaakov, you could wear Tfilin while you're asleep. Huh? Oh, maybe it's a cash. So Binyamin is mechavin to a teret from a planting of the parish Tfilin Shlarosh. Same book as the Tzitzis with Mezuzah Tzitzon, all the same thing. Page, if you want to look it up, it's on page Ayin Aleph. Reb Chaim says that Reb Yaakov is matzah to sleep Shainas Kevin with Tfilin only by day, not by night. Why, Binyamin? Why? Why? No. You started, a matzah of the mitzvah of Lo Gemar. Finish. Who wants to finish Binyamin's word? Who wants to finish Binyamin's word? Yes. That's the Balabatish way to finish Binyamin's verse. So I was waiting for that. But Reb Chaim has a much more beautiful way to finish the verse. I love this way. I mean, that's a halachic way. No? Very posh. You know, Reb Yaakov's a big liberal. You can sleep in tefillin. You're not afraid of this problem. Gufnaki. Not afraid. Not afraid. We know in halach we have what we call a course. Benefit ratio, risk-benefit ratio. It is a risk. There is some of your fear. It is a risk. I sleep in the middle of the night. He can't watch himself. But it's a benefit, a compensating benefit. The benefit is the mitzvah of tefillin. So the Chaim. So by day, when you fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin every minute, it's worth taking a chance. And if Yaakov says it's mutter to sleep in your tefillin, the Shinas Keva. But by night, that Laila loves man tefillin. You gain nothing. You gain nothing. All right, there's no issue because you put it on earlier. But you gain nothing. So Rabbi Yaakov said, you gain nothing. Take it off. Dr. Chaim, that's how Rashi and the Rambam knew that Rabbi Yaakov held Laila Lazman's filling. Where did they get it from? The famous distinction between putting it on and leaving it on, which the Tosfos disagrees, it doesn't make any sense. Where did they get it from? They got it from Alei Gemara, otherwise it's steering Rabbi Yaakov. If Rabbi Yaakov held Laila's non-tfillin, then it's a steer Galuya. He says in the Sukkah Chavav, it's more than a Chibin tfillin. Why is he asterin? Elamai, Shlomo Saret, Tuba Labach. The guys in this room who can contradict you, they can sleep with Shina's Kevah by day, put anybody away. There are some people who are machmir in this camp. They're very big machmirim. Every Shabbos, they only wait 6 hours between Pleshix and Milchix. They sleep 6 hours between Pleshix and Milchix. Not the Shina's Kevah, man. So there is it. I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it. So your territory is very good, but you know, chush makish, at least over here. Still, you're right. I mean, for most people. But he said, this is a shtickle Torah, Reb Chaim. That's where Rashi and the Rambam got it from. Meredith. Tosfos. How do you get out of this problem? Tosfos Shitasa. Because Tosfos took a chavav, comes to the conclusion that even Rav Yaakov holds a Shinas Kevah also. But Rashi, Rashi always a Pashtun, the simple in the Gemara that Rav Yaakov holds a Mutter. He's stuck with his Kasha. Same as the risk of stuck with the Kasha. Presumably the Rambam went away to move him to the Gemara. And I come up with this distinction. That's a very interesting Derek she has in the Sefer Tzvi and Sharosh and Page. Ayan Allen. Yeah. I thought, I don't know if he spelled that, I thought it was a Pasha that way. I thought, so Yaakov obviously argued with me. I thought, listen, I understand that. No, so here Yaakov is saying, Yaakov is, I don't think Abchai even spells it out. He just assumes it. I don't think he spells it out. I don't know. Maybe I just sort of glossed it over. I didn't see it. In other words, what Yaakov does is as follows. If Rashi and Amram hold, even though Lila allows them on until you're allowed to leave them on, shouldn't that imply that when you leave them on, you have a mitzvah? And I say, no. Lila allows them on until it means there's no mitzvah point once it gets dark. No, of course. You're allowed to leave it on. It's not an issue. The Yaakov says, make it tasty. Where do you get what I get all this from? It's a good question. I read his lashon. Maybe I wasn't so careful. I just sort of assumed that. Let me read his lashon. Me, who said, Aslam, and I'm a Lila Lab's man filling. Make a Xer Shem of Yafia. Why should we take a chance for nothing? Aval the man Dama, Lila's man filling cheated, and Shem Chilik, Ben Yom, Lila. The Ashton is Ezra Dokul Rashi Rambam in the forest, I Tani Tanoi, Savi Kamanda Malala Lav Man Filin, Luke and Shakatarian. They learn like a plush burst to Shan Tarsi. Rabbi Yaakov Shar to the Shin of Keva, my time of the Ocha, the Osma Shatif of Egelman Ashuk, must because of Lila Lav Man Filin, Moda the Osor. Because also why? Also because of Xera. Even though there's no Issa Dorais that leaves them on. I'm presuming came with the last mitzvah cloud. That's what he said, research. Not a mitzvah, but no reason to take it off. You're asking a good question. That's what he's assuming. He doesn't explain it, but he does say it explicitly. That's just my projection. It can't be said. You're at the Kiddush. Okay. Let's go on. Here's another Kasha in Shagatai over here. Noch HaKash. We had to Kasha a little bit ourselves. Laman Rabbam and Bay, where the Gemara says that was Shagatai Simon Mem. You may have seen it on today's Ma'amakim. Then he quotes Mem Gimel, another cash. The Gemara says Rabbam and Bay, Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Lo Hashecha, Lo Cholos Lo Meniach, Havada Hashecha Cholos. Once it's a Tom and Arab shop, Mikasov, Ikasov Lalas Mantfilin, Shabbos Namis Mantfilin, Ikasov Shabbos Lams Mantfilin. Alanami lav zman tefillin, because the same miut. What's the answer of Akiva? Frek the shagas arye according to Rashi. What's the kasha? The most kasha ikasav alayla zman tefillin Shabbos man tefillin. No, it's not a good kasha. Say goes like a biyakov, calls layla lav zman tefillin, and therefore you can leave it out to tichle regel manashuk or zman sheina. But on Shabbos, Rabbi Zai, you can't leave them on. Why? Zera Shema Yetzinem, Shema Tzah. In other words, if Rashi is right, if you can hold Laila Lavzman Tzilim, you may not put them on, but you may leave them on. But on Shabbos, you may not even leave them on. Zera Shema Tzah. So why is the Gemara make an absolute equation of it between Shabbos and Laila? I can slug up the equation. And say, by Laila, you may not put them on, you may leave them on. Shabbos, you may not even leave them on. It's the Shagat Arya's Kasha. He gives an interesting terrace of the prime. He says, Rashi and the whole sugya never mentioned the Gzera Mishum Otsah. Tarsus Tubal's about it. Rashi never mentioned the Yisra Mishum Otsah. Never mentioned it at all. Why? Presumably, our Gemara, what the Rashi goes according to Rabbi Anani, sat here in Tosus, who's old. Persik Rav Anani, who says what? There's no issa to go out to wear something in a chutzah. Rav says, Kol Shoshim Chacham Lotus Lushus Rav Asu Lotus Lushus Chutzah. And Rav Anani disagrees. So presumably if you Rashi, our Gemara goes upon to Rav Anani, there's no issa Shema Yeter. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Had it existed, it would be also Ben HaShemoshis as well. Nope. If that's the case, Rabbi Sai, we're stuck again. If it's permissible to leave tefillin on into the night, it should also be permissible to leave tefillin on into the Shabbos, because there's no Gzera Shema Yotzi. It doesn't exist. So it must be Rabbi Ravuna holds that you have to remove your tefillin. That what? You must remove your tefillin. Lemand Amar Laila Lavs Man Tfilin, Lem Shabbos Lavs Man Tfilin. I, Rashi Yom is the biggest soul, but it's not true. It's not true, Lahalocha, the Rambam says. But it certainly is true with one man Amar. It's a Mefurish and Machlokas in the Yerushalmi. Mefurish. What the Laila Lavs Man Tfilin means, you may not put on Tfilin, or maybe even means you may not leave on Tfilin. Mefurish. And that's the Chod of Pshat in the Tanakama. Tanakama disagrees with the Yisod, and says that if you hold Laila Lav Zman Tefillin, at Shkia you must remove the Tefillin. But is it really Shkia? Doesn't it say, Asher Tishka Chama, which some say it means what? Some say it means until Sefer Gachov, Masik Moritz Masha over here, Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Lo Hashecha, you need not remove your Tefillin. Why not? Why not? Ashana Benita de Oraisa of Laila Lav Zman Tefillin? So the Reb Chaim says, yeah, you're caught between two considerations. On the one hand, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa with tefillin all day. On the other hand, it's an issa v'shamarta that you must take off your tefillin, the day is over. And now you're in Ben HaShemoshes, what do? There's no safe position. See, we're so used to wearing tefillin only in davening, we can't even think this way. But they want tefillin every single moment, whenever it's possible. So there's no safe position. So they take the tefillin off. To leave them on, you run into a chance of what? Of violating the Shamarta. So he says, Suffolk, Mrs. Hasei Doraisa, of Tfilin, is Docha, the Suffolk East of the Shamarta, which is Doraisa. Ad Kanzor. Same piece, page Iron Base. Interesting, fascinating. Fascinating. Now, So Rabbi Sai, what's the maskana of the Gemara? According to Rashi, Laila is man tefillin, but Shabbos is Laila's man tefillin. Why? A different pasuk. Oh. Now, is oath an iser? We mentioned it yesterday. Is oath just a p'tur? Just a p'tur. L'chora. If our Gemara goes according to Ravanani, there's no iser at all. And yet the Gemara says, Cholet, it must be Israel on Shabbos. And there's an Israel on Shabbos not only to put on tefillin, but even to leave on tefillin. As we mentioned yesterday of Shabbat and Ramah, 2 days ago. The violation of oath, the Shamarta. The Rebbe Shamarta, we can draw a distinction between putting on and leaving on. But an oath is an affront to the Shabbos. So it's different if you put it on Shabbos or leave it on before Shabbos. It still be us, according to that sheet. However, the Beis Yosef says in Simchat Tes, there's no such issa. Yatsu Shava Shilat Ma'oz is only a Ptur, it's not an Issa whatsoever. And therefore, there's no bracha of Lishmer Chukka V'chadayim Alo when you take off your tefillin before Shabbos. So writes the Beis Yosef. Frek no ben Avraham. Take a look if you can in Simen Chav Tes. Sif Kotten Aleph. Kotten Beis Yosef. Why did you make a bracha Erev Shabbos? Mishum Shein Easter L'hanichem B'Shabbos. Ela Mishum Shem Yeseh B'Mishus Rabim. V'lochein Lo Shayach Bracha. No bracha Negzer Shem Yotzi. Tzorachin. Abak Shemanichim Shalol Lashem Mitzvah Ein Isa Lahanicham Ken Nira Li What's going on? According to the Mokhan Avraham, there is two in Isser. If you have Kavanah Lamitzvah, you're going against the Chol Mizazel of the Chol Samarav. The Pashas and Lashem Beit Tezim is not at all like the Mokhan Avraham. Not at all. No, I didn't answer it. So my answer is what I said a few times already. Al pi halacha, there's no issa. Al pi kabbalah, there is an issa. What can I tell you? In Chav Tes, he's passing the halacha straight. In Lamed Aleph, he found the Medrash HaNelam. So once you come to the Medrash HaNelam, if you want to go back to Chav Tes, if you want to be worried about the Zohar, you have to answer it. In a chinami, here he's talking purely based on Din of the Gemara. That's all I can find an answer between. To Beis Yosef. May not be so satisfactory, that's not so great, but that's, I think the answer is. But you have people who don't care about the Zohar. Faket, they do faket in the Zohar. I know that. So in Simen Chav Tes, he's still before he got to the Zohar, but he's telling me this is the Iker Adin and the Gemara. And I'm going to tell you the Dinah of the Zohar. That's my only way out. I mean, the Bhagavan Abraham's way is to me a very big chidush that Rav Yosef Karo in Chav Tes said, there's no Easter at all except for Zohar. It's talking about a guy who does not come on the Shem Mitzvah. What? He can cross him in a sefer. That's how I would read it. Again, you can take a choice. Now, Pashtus is arguable. In our discussion before, in Simil Chafei, we follow the Mekubalim when it's not against Allah, whatever that means. So don't take a chance. You got to be crazy to wear tefillin on Shabbos. The Zohar says you chayav misa. What do you gain? I mean, it's also a mishmaot tov. You got to be crazy with tefillin on Shabbos. Yeah, but the question becomes, what about Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed is a Torah right over here. Our Torah is Yatzu. Think my questions with Yerushalmi, is it Bavli, is back and forth. Is there a chiyav Chol HaMoed or no chiyav Chol HaMoed? Yes or no? They don't say. Rav Yosef Karo, who also wrestled with this problem at Simon Amalaf, says you can't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because the Zohar says you chayav misa. So this is interesting that the Zohar is now being brought in to go what might be considered against halacha, the machriya halacha. So the Shagas Aryeh at the end of Simon Amalaf says, You must wear tefillin Chol HaMoed, and the reason is there's no Issur. Once no Issur, you have nothing to lose. Aye, the Zohar, apparently Baal Shagas Aryeh was known as a big takif, wasn't afraid of the Zohar. They say it's over Shagas Aryeh. Too many stories. But he was a takif. He fought with all the Gedolim, and they say a story. The stories are too wild, but they say a story when he. When he was 75 years old, he took a position in the Metz. He said, Rebbe, I give you a guarantee 15 years. I'll be a rebbe. This is not 1998. This is people lived in, they lived to 70 with the Chiddush. I give you my word 15 years. Yitzhak lived another 15 years. And he passed away in his 90s. But the story, the legend goes that he passed away because he went to reach a safe and the whole bookshelf fell on him. And he was sort of muttering as he was being, the shells of Anna's mama, she's holding by the end. And then, what is he muttering? He said something like, well, I made peace with all the gadolim I argued with, you know, sitting under the bookshelf there, except for one. And there's also who the one is. All the meaning legends about the Shagra. But he is seeing this himself, the story true or not. He wasn't afraid. He was an unafraid person. They all got the stories about it. He wasn't afraid of the Zohar either. So the Zohar's of Chayav Misa. So what? He says that Yechayav put on Tzvon and Gabon. There are different attitudes towards these things. That's what it says. Look at Simon Melvav at the end. Fine. But now I come for the third day in a row to the question which with Jehovah Kassan. Mogan Avram, Simon Lamed Aleph, this cotton Aleph. For these 3 days we're mentioning this. Still waiting for an answer. Says the Mogan Avram, Imenichan b'Shabbos b'Shem Mitzvah over Mishum Bal Post. Shuva Tarajba, Ayin Erevin Dab Tadiva. I look up the Shuva Tarajba, it's true, it exists. Chelek Aleph Simon Samachal. I look up Erevin, and I'm still trying to find if you look up yesterday, 3 days. Is it there? Zion. You fast to Gemara? No. I was in the Gemara. What's that Yomi up to in Erevin? What's that Yomi up to this? Who's learning that Yomi? Anyone know that Yomi? Have to be in the pays already by now. We'll get to it soon. The Kitta, I have to confess, I haven't found the Gemara yet. I looked it up. I just didn't see it. I didn't see the Gemara to say, if you wear tefillin on Shabbos, you're meant to have about tefillin. I saw a lot about 2 pairs of tefillin. Yeah. But I just didn't see it. I don't know what to say. The Bhagavad Gita says it's a Rajva. Now, you never know what the Bhagavad Gita says. He says, I in Arabic. That means the Arabic again. You know, you never know what the Bhagavad Gita says. He spoke to the Sitra Torah. So look up the Rajva cells, probably you take it based upon that Gemara. I forgot. You have the Chumash of Rajva? It's there, the first volume. Aleph with one star. I don't remember if he himself quotes it there, but I just said it on his own. You don't mind passing it up. I looked it up, but my memory is poor. Thank you very much. There we go. Simon Samach Aleph. In the skavein, the anachosim, the shem mitzvah, the shavosu, yom tovim, over mishum bal tosif, and doesn't quote any gemara. So on his own. So maybe the Ram means I an Arab and an Arab is not shafakir. I don't know what he means. Sure. What's he coming up? What's he talking about here? The famous is the famous Rashba. Do you wear tzil yom tosheni? Wow. What is he saying? If it wouldn't be for Bal Tosif, maybe they should have instituted to put on Tefillin of the Shani. Look, there's no there with Shemot Zoyan. And there's no Zohar, it's not bothered by any Zohar. So why not? He throws out those Zuzuli, but he also throws in the idea of Bal Tosif. He doesn't quote a Malkuth for Bal Tosif. Does he really mean it? Oh, why should it be any different than Yoshe Vishmini B'Sukkah? Famous word took, I'll tell you why, in economics, that's the mark of the Rajman, it seems to push it. But it seems to me a difference between Yashin, Bishmini, Besukha, and Eretz Yisrael, you know, over Bal Tosif, and Shabbos. I'll tell you my absurd shooter. Bal Tosif is what we call a minion. Whenever there's minyonim, Torah says 4, you put on 5, these are this nature. Torah says 7, you put on 8, that's considered Bal Tosif. But over here it doesn't say Sheish is Yom Taniach Tefillin. If you would put on the seventh day, then I would be very noted to say about those. You're always going to put on Tefillin. Except Shabbos and Yom Tov Hashem Atzmo, so you don't need to not have to put on Tefillin. There's no number over here. Every week is different. If it's Rosh Hashanah that week, if it's Sukkot that week, Yom Kippur that week, it could be different. There's no number. That's why I would say Mitzvah there is no Baal Tov. That's why I would say Mitzvah is no Baal Tov. I looked in the Gemara, Tzadi, Vav, Zion, or Hey, with the whole sugya, I couldn't find a Baal Tov in there with one thread filled or fan. And the Rashi doesn't quote that Gemara. And the Gemara says, Va'ayin, I don't know what he means by Va'ayin. I don't know. I'm leaving it but I must tell you, I looked in Erevin, I didn't look that carefully. I looked very carefully in the sugya. Maybe you'll find something. You found it, yeah? Yeah, what daf is this? Yeah, what's the lesson of the Gemara? Let's take a look. Maybe I missed it. I looked quickly, I couldn't find it. Okay. Tidy Vav Amin Aleph. This is the homework I was looking for. We're at top, bottom, middle, towards the top. Whoa. Says the Gemara, Yosha Mishmini Lo. Ihachi there, Meir Zug Echad Nami Lo. What's Rav Meir? Rav Meir is one that says the Masech L'Shabbos. Kuf Chof, you can wear all you can wear. That's what's quoted on the side of the hand with Beit from Rav Meir. Yeah. I stand corrected. Pashas in the Gemara is Mashal B'Feirish that way. Okay. I didn't see it. I was looking through the Gemara quickly. I didn't see it. But the Chor, that line is correct. Looking briefly, it sounds like that I'm wrong and that there is a Gemara which says that it's Baal Tosif on one Zuchachil. Okay. I've looked at it again, more benachas. So that's the Chor, you're right. Okay, good. Ah? Yeah, I saw the Gemara backed out from that, but they brought back half from the Kimta, they brought back half from that Svara. You have to look carefully. I went through the two blocks quickly. I did that one line in the middle of two blocks. I missed it. But I think you're right. I think that's correct. Offhand, it says. Okay. Nope. It's about toast. So the whole discussion, Zereshem Yotzi, presume is referring to a case of having Kavanah Shalol Hashemit. Shalol Hashemit. Huh? I'm coming to say, if that's the case, if Zuman is about Tosif, and therefore the whole discussion back in Kof Tes must be referring to a case with Kavana Shalolate, so the Mogan Avraham's Teretz has not been album all much better. Because I asked before you could Chosim and Atef, it's not Chosim and Atef. It's between the lines. Because it can't be Kavana Shalolate because you're about Tosif problem. So it must be Kavana Shalolate. So that's when it's not a Zilzul. So that's a much better text. Okay, so with that one line in there, I'm going to turn things upside down a little bit. Fine. Shekayach. Truthfully, I thought I had a riot to my yisod, but maybe I guess... if you look in the Bir Halacha, on Siman Lamed Aleph, Sif Aleph, the Maskul Hoya, he quotes, "I'm the Bach Shemashem Bedvarav the Ain Isra Banachosim Afilim Adirabbana." There's nothing wrong with putting on film on Shabbos and Yontif, even Adirabbana. Zok there is the Halacha, the Kavanasam Mimbenichan Shalol Hashem Mitzvah. The law came by Avachi Kim Bar Tosif. I look up the Bach; it didn't sound that way to me. So again, I thought maybe the riot from the Bach that way. But if it's against the Gemara, it's obviously the Bach and the Bialach must be right. Okay, fine. Very good. What about Chalamoid? Did you about Tosif for Chalamoid? Nope. Tosif for Chalamoid? Problem. What do you say about that? How can we put on tefillin? We won't make a bracha. Great. But maybe there's no, if there's no chiyuv, so we're over about Tosafot and Chalamayit. What's the difference between Shabbos and Chalamayit? Says the Mogen Avraham, similar but also cut and base. Vamenicha and Chalamayit and over Mishnah about Tosif. Kevan she'enu mechaven lahosif. Smack. What does that mean? Pirish. She'osim ishim speka. Shema Chalamayit chayivet tefillin. Ayin shem be'erivin. I'm not sure what he means by Ayin shem be'erivin again. Maybe what he means is what we do in Shmini Atzeres. We sit in the sukkah, and according to many poskim, we're supposed to have in mind a suffix, a speck of the yoma. Yes, John.
I'm saying the Baal Tosif, or Rashi in Shana, the second grade, says that Baal Tosif is really shah, or yoma yomayim, not Baal Tosif. Because it's only like Shmini Basukah.
I'm not sure. Again, I don't have it in front of me. I hear what you're saying. I mean, that was the source I wanted to suggest, and I thought before Danny showed me the Gemara, I thought that maybe it should be no Baal Tosif for that Svara. So the Shmini... No, I understand that, but... Okay, good. I hear. Alright, fine. So far, Amaskana seems to be that there is Baal Tosif, and therefore you put on Tzun Chalamayit, you have to have in mind a suffix. Either you have to make a bracha. The answer is, if you're making a bracha, you have no suffix. Otherwise, suffix bracha slot, but you're working with an assumption, and there's a definite chiv on Chalamayit, and therefore there's no problem about Baal Tosif either. No matter what. Either bracha of a Tosif problem, or if there's no bracha of a Tosif problem, there's no Baal Tosif problem either. Fine. It's all the halacha we passed in Laila's man's filling, so there's no Eastern Shabbat beside that. But you all like the Rambam, that Laila's lab man's filling. So does it Easter Shabbos as well? It Easter Shabbos as well. And therefore we could say, as we mentioned already earlier, that Os is also an Easter. Nundu Baal Tos, Nundu Zer Shemios, Os is also an Easter. And the Quran Dhamma suggests it's even a bigger Easter. You can't even leave it on, as we mentioned earlier. Fine. Now what in fact is in of Kalamayit? What is, I can't go in to spend a year on, certainly a whole year, or whether it's the Chiyah of Tzun Kalamayit, yes or no. Tosis goes to many, many sources here on Zivir Matzal Yotzu. Tafila Cholamayit, the Sharabat is Malacha, Ika Os, Pepesach, Mish Osa Mechilas Chomet, Uvesukah Sechayah Vesukah, Uvesperek Masa Zemoyit Kot, and Masa Zecholah Shemoyit Chayah. They bring a Gemara Moyit Kot in Yechayah. You write it to Tfilin Cholamayit, obviously it's the purpose of Yuzma Cholamayit. Lab Raya. They hold, the Tamaya, they hold Shabbat Matzvillin. No, Shabbat Matzvillin. The Kavachar Mechalamayit Matzvillin. And they bring a Raya from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a better Raya. Yerushalmi seems to say that there's a Chiyuv to wear Tfillin on Chalamayit. Kimat Mefurish. Kimat Mefurish. And to say, those mandam all hold Shabbos, you have to man fill in. That's hard to believe. It's too much of a dochak. So the Gra says no dochak. The Gra says a very stark alush in the Gra. There's no Raya in the world. There's no Raya anywhere in Shas. And the Gra knew Shas. There's no Raya anywhere. Not from Babli, not from Rishalmi. Nothing. Ain't as a ikar, he writes. What's his lush? The Gra is very strong over here. The grunt in similar amounts of cotton valid. The Mechabit says Cholamayid, also in the Yechtzvillin. Also. It's also oath. Ramah, Yesh Omim Shecholamayid Chayev Yechtzvillin. V'chein Noagin B'choglilas Eila Nichon B'moed. U'levarech Aleyah. Well, they don't make a big deal. Don't do B'kol Rav. It's a funny short of a portion. Where does that come from? And the Mishnah Brewer says basically you should be without a bracha. Play it safe. The Groz Lashon is, V'ein L'deyazu Iker Klal. nothing. Less than everything's wrong is either to a sofer or to a tzmanzer. There's no ik, there's no source. Boom. That's a pretty powerful statement from the Vilna Gaon. I repeat, ain't a dazu ikur klal. Nope. Despite that, in Lithuania they were tefillin. In Lithuania, in Vilna they were tefillin. Some of the people are very corrupt from the grow, they don't wear tefillin. But the briskers have different briskers minhagim. Different things. Now I have one little ha'orala, that the main raya that to wear tefillin is from a Yerushalmi. I wanted to suggest that perhaps it should depend upon this machlokes itself, whether there's an Issa Malacha the Arayis on Chol HaMoed or not. It's a long story. Again, a big machlokes. The Lashon of the we saw just now tells us there's no Issa Malacha about the right. Where does it come from? Many Rishonim hold that there is an Issa the Arayis on Chol HaMoed. It's a limited Issa, but still the Arayis. So one of the main riots that it's not the Arayis from a Yerushalmi. Om Rav Abba Bar Mamo. If it were up to me, I would tell people to go to work in Chol HaMoed. Famous Yerushalmi. Why? Because the Torah said, don't work Chol HaMoed. Why? She ochlim v'shosim v'oskim v'Torah. But now there's ochlim v'shosim v'pochavim. Better off going to work. Yerushalmi. So one could suggest that those man, the Amim Muhol, that Yitzchak, that Pashtun the Rabbanah, he's coming to go up against the Torah. Pashtun is the Rabbanah, if you want them to go against the Rabbanah. So one can argue, in a chinami, the Yerushalmi, the Shittas and the whole, Melechas Kalamayit is the Rabbanah, so the Yerushalmi holds you wet tefillin. But since many, many Rishonim, the Bialachas know that I went to the first opening of Melechas Kalamayit, so we should hold that Melechas Kalamayit at least at some level is the Oraisa, then that's why we should perhaps not wet tefillin. But again, I am not here to be Machriya the Shaila. Whether you should or shouldn't wear tefillin, I'll tell you one thing. Safe, do what your father does. That's what you follow your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, even if he's not a god of the Torah, you follow your family tradition, that's the best thing to do. You're only stuck with your blessing, but I know my parents were in Frum, what do? So I say, where'd you come from? Europe. Most people who actually come from Europe. Sardin, what does father do? No tefillin. Chas v'sholom. Maran. And Eretz Yisrael, they'll throw you out. If they see it, so they'll throw you out. They'll mamas carry you out in Eretz Yisrael. Mama, I'm not kidding around. They carry you out. And they're right. That's the minhag Eretz Yisrael. You know that I always say, there's a coalition. When the Sfardim and the Vilna Gaon and the Chassidim, Familia HaBesh, got together, you couldn't stop them. And all the plain, normal, regular Ashkenazim just came later, didn't help one bit. Didn't have a bit, garnished. Because the Chassidim follow the Zohar, and the Gros, the end of the Iker, and the Maran Bet Yosef, we know what he had to say. So that's it. So a plain German Jew, if you moved there in 1920, they carted him out. Even the German Jews, they don't put on filling in the initial line. They can't. You can't set up a those covers. It's a minik kodum. So in America, it's a whole different story. In America, it's completely different, completely different. What do you do in America? Every shul is a different minhag. That's not so good. So every shul is mela. That could be shtei but the din and birachas mela. The problem is every shul itself is, within the shul, there are two minhagim. Big problem called what? Los is go. That's the Mishnah Berurah talks about. The Mishnah Berurah says, tachon olak v'taz, don't make a brachas na makas sovik brachas lahokel. Pasha groza al kosav she'ein ledas keishom ikar b'shas. So you shouldn't make a bracha. And you should put it on, you should have in mind the suffix. Should be a shadow of baltosif or zilzal or anything of the nature. Right? Fine. And you shouldn't put it on a bed of Thomas Zilin, he says. We'll get to that later. Then it says, called to the Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach-Ach- Kalin, Uktas and Loya Nichu Mishum, Lo, Sis Godadu. Umish Ein Menich Tfilin Becholamari, Shemispal Bebetamer, Shemenichin Tfilin, Yesh Lo Gamke Lahanichon, Ubali Bracha. The Tibush and Nogal and Nich Tfilin, Ein Lam Nishanas Menhod. All Mishnah Berurah and similar, this is a power-packed statement over here. Now, when I came to my shul, there was a tumult. What's the meaning of the shul? Is the meaning of the shul?
Well, I had my eyes, and I knew what to see. I walked the shul, half people wore tefillin, half didn't wear tefillin. That was clear. Ah, so you have to keep score. First minion, the second minion, and this win by one, and it's like a comeback, and the guy comes late, it's so late that the count, it doesn't count, you know, and the kids, it seems to me at the present time, at least the majority of the people in my shul do not wear tefillin. More Chassidish didn't move in now, more German per percentage-wise when I first moved in. Now, someone got up and said, the meaning of the shul is the chatten wear tefillin. That was hotly disputed. Said, what kind of minig? It's being ignored in the breach all the time. Well, that's, he went against the minig. So they're fighting if the minig exists. I don't think the minig exists. I see my own eyes. The chazan gets up without tefillin. So then the whole fight should be trying to establish one minig. So I think it's pointless. No one's doing this. The most I could do is to have a minion downstairs, a minion upstairs, and they get together after Shemone Esrei or after landing or something. I don't think you accomplish anything with that. If I do the same notes as Gordon, what do you gain if you have upstairs and down? I don't know what you gain by that, frankly. So I don't do it. I do, however, think that one can make the following limud tzchus from what we do these days. Namely, that lowest is go to do is, that's not shot in the word. Shot in the word is that you shouldn't scratch yourself. Shouldn't injure yourself. The drush is chazal, that losas agudas agudas. And the reason for the drush chazal is quite clear. You shouldn't cause machloit. Couldn't cause a dissension in Klal Yisrael. So the Chayyur, although he passed the Ashin and Tam of the Krah, as a Pasuk with Furush, you have no right to ignore the Pasuk because of the reason doesn't apply. But if it's not a Pasuk with Furush, not the Krah, it's only a Drushas Chazal, so it's perhaps it's permissible to follow the Tam of the Drushas HaKrah. There are a couple other riots left, not to go into it right now. So on that basis, we're making in most shuls, or on other basis, you can't help it, to have shuls half wearing tefillin and half not wearing tefillin. But if you're in a shul which has one particular minig, in our shul, they don't, no one wears tefillin, you got a royas, maybe it's other shul, everyone wears tefillin, you have to follow what's done. You can't go against it. You don't want to go to a different shul, or daven be yechidus. The famous story of Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, the Baal HaFloh. The Baal HaFloh was a chassidish, very big, very talented of the Maggid of Mezrich. And interestingly, through some quirk, I can't go out and tell the whole story, through some quirk of fate, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shkach HaProdes, he was appointed the chief rabbi of no less than Frankfurt am Main. We come that to Frankfurt am Main. The answer, everybody else disqualified himself by writing a tshuva being makshir the cleaver get. Certain famous gets, the Frankfurt Rav Patel, that everyone else was makshir. And the famous story goes that the HaFloh also wrote a tshuva be makshir the cleaver get. And he came to take use ashes to dry the ink. It shouldn't run. By mistake, he reached for the ink and spilled the ink all over the tshuva. Being a good chassidish he is, he said, it's a simna shemaim, shouldn't rewrite the tshuva, never sent it. So when the Frankfurt, the rabbis nifta, they wanted to be a big gadol. They all had a gadol in Frankfurt. Sure, a big gadol. But everyone was disqualified. Because the cover of the priest of the rab, the only gadol left was the HaFloh. Because his ink poured over the whole tshuva. So they appointed him. So he asked the Maggid of Mezrich, should he go? He said, yeah. He grow different fruits, grow in different countries. They got came to the Siyantiv, and everyone's wearing tefillin. Didn't know what to do. So, Frankfurt came in with a tefillin. Pillay, floor, wearing tefillin. You know, the Zohar HaKadosh says about wearing, came with tefillin. For years, Rav Frankfurt always wore tefillin. When he passed away, so people who were in the house, the housemaid, and that's what he wanted, to rub tefillin, you know. So which tefillin do you want? He thought, it's Rashi, Rav Natan, no, he had another pair of tefillin. What? His yontif digger tefillin. So they open up the yontif tefillin, empty. So he didn't want to go against the minig outwardly, especially the rub, but he was afraid of the Zohar. So he wore empty fascias. This is what the HaFloh did. Incidentally, the Avnei Nezer says that the Zohar HaKadosh Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Shitoso. And all those Mekoyres that say that you have to wear tefillin is the other Tanoim. What Tanoim? Where? Increases that test. Is the Machloikas about a Ger Tosho. Is he allowed to keep any part of Shabbos? Can he keep Shabbos like Yontif? Can he keep Shabbos like Halamayim? Or he can't keep Shabbos at all? That's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Shitoso. So the Avnei Nezer says, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, keeping Chalamayim is like Shabbos. against other Tanoim. Other Tanoim would hold you a lot of Tefillin. That's all the other Tefillin in Shas. I'm sure Mecha, we pass like him and then increases. He passes, of course, a Chassidus Shirov. You shouldn't wear Tefillin. I'm telling you what to do. Whatever your father does, that's what you do.